here's what I'd like to talk about tonight. It is an objection. It's an objection. Before we cover, like, lots of objections, I want to start with this one. Why isn't network marketing working for me? Most people ask, why isn't network marketing working for me? I want you to get really clear on this. Network marketing doesn't work for anyone unless you work for network marketing. Because some people seem to think that network marketing is going to be an easy way to just make a fast buck. Oh, I sign up in network marketing and I should be rich in a short amount of time, like a week. Doesn't work like that. You have to work at it. And I want to talk a little bit about this and give a few illustrations. And I hope tonight's teaching will encourage you and help you to see what it is we're truly doing out there. So I want to start with a deck of cards. And a lot of people say, ah, you just like cards, don't you? Yes, I do. But let's start with a deck of cards. And I want you to imagine for just a minute that we're going to play a game with the cards, and the cards are going to represent people you talk to. And what I want you to know is in the cards, there are four suits. This particular suit we're going to play with tonight is called diamonds. The diamonds represent people that say yes to you and are willing to go to work in network marketing with you. And that means every time we get diamonds, you get paid. So the question is, are you nodding your head when I say, are you ready to look for the diamonds? We're going to shuffle the cards and we're going to begin to play. I'm going to flip over the first card, and the first card is going to be a heart. And so we're going to keep going, correct? Shake your head, yes. All right, let's go. The next card is a spade. Let's go again. The next card is a heart. Ready? The next card is a club. The next card is a club. The next card is a club. And the next one is a heart. Do you want me to flip over another card? It's really close to lunchtime. Should we flip over a card or go to lunch? And you
flip a card, Carlin.
Oh, I didn't even prompt you that. I was going to say, I hope you'll want to flip over a card before we go to lunch. So we're going to flip over a card, and the card happens to be a spade. So you know what? We've worked hard this morning, but let's go to lunch. So now we go to lunch, and we come back. And are we ready to start flipping over cards? The next
yes.
card we flip over is a diamond. Are you excited? You're getting paid.
Yes.
Let me ask you something. Since you're volunteering, Paul, if we flip over the next card and we happen to run across a heart, should we flip another card over?
Yes.
It's a diamond. And I want to tell you, we just flipped over another card after that, and it happened to be a club. And the next one happened to be a spade. And we're going to flip over another card because it's getting close to evening to go home for dinner. And you want to keep going?
Yes.
Ah, it happens to be a diamond. Now, have we had a pretty good day today?
Yeah, I
All right.
think so.
Now, here's what happens. This is what I need you to understand. I want you to know that the diamonds are in the deck. Network marketing is truly a numbers game. And I'm telling you, the numbers are there for everyone. That doesn't exclude you. The diamonds are in your deck. It's just how many cards will you flip over to get to them? How many times is it going to take you getting to the hearts and the spades and the clubs for you to realize, oh my gosh, I've discovered a diamond. As you get better and practice, as you practice and practice talking to the hearts and the spades and the clubs, you will be able to begin to find more the diamonds. You'll sense it faster. You'll begin to realize it quicker. You'll begin to see where you're going. Now, let me give you some illustrations on these cards. A spade only indicates, a spade to me is a shovel. It means keep on digging. So I want you to realize every time you run into a spade, you got to keep on digging. And when you run into the clubs, which are puppy's feet means keep on walking. You got to keep on walking and moving through the numbers. All dogs need to go for walks, right? And the other one is the hearts. When you run across people who will or people who won't, you need to love them either way because some will get it now and some may get it later. And it's okay if they do, it's okay if they don't. Love them because they're the ones that bring you closer to the diamonds. Diamonds represent wealth in this society. That's how we associate people who are rich. They wear diamonds. And because diamonds mean money, that's what you have to think of. So I want you to start thinking of your prospects as a deck of cards as you go through your business each day. I want you to start having fun. If you have to put a deck of cards as a reminder to this training tonight, get a deck of cards and realize that that is all sales and marketing is of what you're doing for your business. Your network marketing business is the vehicle you've chosen to get out there and promote. The people you have to see, those represent your cards. And then the results are the face of those cards and what you turn over. Now, you're not in the convincing business, so don't do that. You're in the sharing business. When you try to convince people that they need to have what you offer, that makes it real difficult because you get discouraged because you're doing your business wrong. Your job is to put names on a list, write them down, see that list, talk to that list, and move that list from a person you have introduced your program to will they or won't they see them later, or they're not interested at all, or maybe they have referrals, right? So your job is simply just to sift and sort, just like shuffling that deck of cards every day. And every day a new deck is laid on your cards on the desk. And as you get started, you have to realize you have the same odds that were yesterday again today. But the diamonds are there. So how are you going to find them? Everybody experiences difficulty in their business. I was talking to a young lady today, and she said she's having such a hard time because she's not really sure she has her pitch down or she's learning. And that's what happens as you run across those hearts and the spades and the clubs. They're helping you to get ready to run into the diamonds. You just got to realize that. You're perfecting your speech. You're perfecting how you feel about the way you present. You're perfecting and practicing. And that's what it's all about. When I gave her this illustration, she felt like she had a whole new light on what she was doing. But I want you to know that there are people that have their difficulties at the beginning because you flip over cards, and you don't run into the diamonds right away, and you just say, it's just not working. There's other people who run into the diamond, and then all of a sudden they do have to still hit the hearts and the spades and the clubs, and they go, all of a sudden, it's just not working like it was before. And then there are people who think they'll never have it down, and they think they'll never get it, and all of a sudden they do it, and then they don't, then they do it, and they don't, and they flip over cards, and then they lay off, and they're sporadic instead of keeping up and building a momentum. If you make a goal to build your momentum, you're going to have a much different result, because putting a little bit of fuel in the engine, and a little bit of fuel in your engine, a little bit more fuel, you start to build up a full tank of things happening. And it's not just you putting fuel on the engine anymore. Then you have a group of people working with you. For it starts small as it grows to big. That's exciting. That builds a momentum. If you start and stop, it's tougher to feel like you really could make this thing work. So I want to talk about that taking action. I want to share with you that for most people who have difficulty in the beginning of their business, congratulations, way to go, you've gotten it over with. To those that have difficulty in the middle of their business, they got started, but then they're having a tough time, well, stay with it, and hopefully you'll stick around. But for people who work really well through their business, and just when they hit a wall or an obstacle, the tough time, everyone has obstacles. For some people, the end, or the first time they run into the obstacle, becomes the end of their business. You hear what I'm saying? You either start and realize you'll have obstacles, you either find your obstacles in the middle of what you're doing, or for some of you, the obstacles become the end of ever trying. And what's sad about that is when you hit the obstacles and you quit, some people try and say, you know what? It ain't working for me. So they quit just before they're ready to flip over a group of aces because the diamonds were in the cards. So here's the question you have to ask yourself. If I were to share with you that everybody has difficulties, and everybody can reap success if you stick with it long enough. My question has always been for the group of people I start working with is, will you be here 1 year from now? Will you be here 1 year from now? Are you committed to moving with, through, and all the obstacles that it takes to reap the reward at the other side of getting what you deserve for sticking around, for holding out, for flipping cards, for talking to people, for staying committed, for being loyal and faithful? Will you deserve to reap those rewards? And that is only determined really, truly by you. Because the rule is, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. So my goal is to plan on being here 1 year from now. So because I'm going to do that, what are you going to do in your journey from now till next year? What actions will you take? Which way will you go? Are you going to go back and rewrite those goals again? Determine what you're going to do as your motive of operation of how you're going to make things happen and move in that direction so that you're not still sitting in the same place right now a year from now. You want to be moved forward. So that's my training tonight, and I hope a deck of cards you look at in a whole new light. Rather than Marietta, California. Good night, everyone.